think when you bring something new like that in, especially AI, I think in recruiting, people, recruiters in general, feel like AI is going to ultimately take their job. But I firmly believe that's not the case. I think it's just additive. And I think it helps you do the job even better, identify the best candidates more quickly, get them into the conversation quickly. And there's a lot of other things that about automation that have really helped us with our processes. And finding efficiencies is always something we're looking for in our space. So that was a huge initiative that we took on that's paying off already.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have an exciting conversation with Ann Arnold. Ann is the Director of Talent Acquisition with Farmers Insurance. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great. So let's start out and chat a little bit about your background. So how did you get started in the talent space? What are some roles maybe you've had in your career leading up to your current role with Farmers Insurance?
Yeah. So I think like a lot of people in talent acquisition, at least people I've spoken with, I fell into talent acquisition at some point in my career. My early career, I was born and raised here in the Los Angeles area. So a lot of people, we end up in the entertainment industry in some way. In my early part of my career, I worked in the film industry. I worked for a couple of different film production companies and some music companies, just pretty much general entertainment industry related work and nothing to do with talent acquisition, just strict film and music. But when my son was a toddler, I had stepped away from work for a while to be a stay-at-home mom. And like many women, I decided at one point that I wanted to get back into the workforce. I ended up meeting somebody who owned an agency, a recruiting agency. And I met him because he had a job posted that I thought looked interesting for me. He, for whatever reason, after we interviewed, he thought I would be good in recruiting. So he asked me, do you think you'd ever want to do what I do for a living? And I had never even thought about it, but I figured I was open to trying something new. So I said yes. And that's how I first started getting into talent acquisition. It was a contingent search firm, commission-based type of job. He taught me everything he knew. He came from a very large organization, left there and started his own small boutique firm. I feel like it was a really great entry into this type of work. I got a lot of one-on-one coaching and training, worked with a small team of recruiters. So I really learned a lot about how to interview people, what to look for in a resume, the questions to ask, how to develop relationships with not only candidates that you're trying to recruit, but also developing business for the company and talking, having those conversations on the other end. So I did that for, I don't know, I would say maybe 4, 5 or 6 years I worked for him. And at some point, to be totally honest, the commission-based type of recruiting, it didn't work for me. So I decided I wanted to go in-house And I did. I was lucky enough to find a job with a small but very well-funded public company. And they did not have any talent acquisition people. They were using agencies exclusively. So they brought me on board to be the first talent acquisition manager for the company, which was, it was a great experience because I got to set up the processes, the policies, procedures. I got to get them an applicant tracking system. So I really built the function out for the company. And it was really interesting going from working in an agency and on commission and having a full desk to working in-house and working directly with your hiring managers and understanding the company and the culture and having to basically sell that to candidates out there. So it was an interesting switch. I was really happy that I made the switch to corporate. The person who had hired me there ended up leaving and coming to Farmers Insurance to take the head of talent acquisition position. And she immediately called me and asked me to come over here to be an executive recruiter, because I did a lot of executive level recruiting for the company. So I came over here and I established the executive recruiting function, which didn't exist when I first got here. So that was an amazing opportunity, working at a very high level, working with all the senior leaders of the company, including the CEO, and just really honing my skills, and not just in recruiting, but in my interaction with the business and everything. Started here as an executive recruiter in on Halloween 2016. Mm-hmm. And I became a talent acquisition manager not too long after that. So I had a small team of recruiters doing corporate recruiting. And then about 3.5 years ago, I was promoted to the role I'm in now, which is the director of talent acquisition. I don't have the head of talent acquisition position anymore. So I am the director. I lead the entire function nationally for Farmers. So I have a team of recruiters who handle everything from our high volume recruiting to our corporate recruiting, early careers, everything. So that's been the trajectory of my career in talent acquisition to date.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. That's an exciting journey that you've been on and continue to go on. So that's great. If you wouldn't mind, for the audience, share a little bit more about maybe Farmers as a business and like how many employees, how big is your team, how many hires do you do? So scope out your role in the organization a little bit.
Sure. So for Farmers Insurance, I think most people have heard of Farmers Insurance. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said, you know, we are Farmers to me, it'd be great. So we are a national company. We're not in every single state, but we do have a presence across the U.S. The company has about a little over 18,000 employees nationally. And then we have, of course, our agency network. We have agents all over the U.S. They are not employees. They're independent owners of their own agencies, but we do a lot, our team, to support the agency force. My team, right now, I have about 20 people on my team, and most of whom are recruiters, and we probably fill anywhere from 5,000 to a little more roles every year for the company. We cover all lines of business. Farmers is a property and casualty company, so we have our business insurance, we have our personal lines insurance, we have our marketing division, our accounting division, our IT, human resources. It's a full-fledged corporate environment, and we recruit for every position across the company.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Talk a little bit about maybe over the last couple of years, if you wouldn't mind, share some initiatives or some accomplishments that you and your team have had that you're specifically proud of.
Sure. Happy to talk about that. When I first stepped into the role, I luckily had grown into the position. As I mentioned before, started an executive recruiter, then I was a TA manager. So by the time my current position became open and they asked me if I wanted to move into it, I had a lot of ideas as to like how I wanted the department to be structured and how I wanted this mainly to be viewed by the business, right? My philosophy in talent acquisition is very much that we're a partner to the business, that we should add value, and that we should be seen as advisors. One of the first initiatives that I undertook was to put some structure to our group, not only to give sort of career pathing for the team, sort of an entry-level position, and then be able to move up into different roles within the group, but also to try start the conversation about being an advisor and a consultant to the business. I think a lot of times an in-house recruiting team can be looked at as more of transactional, sort of open a requisition, find the candidates, get somebody in the job, and then move on to the next, which is that's basically what we do. But I think there's a lot more that you can do in between and during that process that really shows that we add value to the process in general. So one of the first initiatives I had was to have my leadership team impart that type of thinking to the rest of the team. And it's just been so rewarding to see the difference from when I first joined to today, the way not only they view themselves and how they talk to the business and how they interact with the business and advise the business to how the business sees us. We're structured so that the recruiters are aligned with a certain area of the business, so they get to know that business, the hiring managers. They can develop pipelines of candidates because they know what in general they're looking for in those areas. So that was something I think that I was proud of to lead the charge in that respect. And then I'd say more recently, one of the initiatives that we undertook was to start incorporating AI into our process. And late last year, we identified a vendor that is basically an AI overlay to our existing applicant tracking system. And rather lengthy implementation. We implemented it starting, I think, January, February of this year, and we probably went live on it a couple of months ago. And so that was a huge undertaking, but it's just been a great addition to our tech stack, and the team has really embraced it. I think when you bring something new like that in, especially AI, I think in recruiting, people, recruiters in general, feel like AI is going to ultimately take their job. But I firmly believe that's not the case. I think it's just additive, and I think it helps you do the job even better, identify the best candidates more quickly, get them into the conversation quickly. And there's a lot of other things about automation that have really helped us with our processes. And finding efficiencies is always something we're looking for in our space. So that was a huge initiative that we took on that's paying off already.
Yeah, both of those initiatives help with each other, right? I think that AI, when done right, with the right solution, the right design, the right integration and workflow, mm-hmm. can definitely enable your team to be far more productive and add far more greater levels of strategic value. When done wrong, it's a disaster. It sounds like you're having a lot of success, which is awesome.
Curious
on your team. So your team is obviously elevating themselves and showing greater levels of strategic value, which you talked about. What's the specific feedback from your team on the areas that they're seeing the most value from the AI solutions that you've implemented?
There's a lot of different things. I think one of the first things that they noticed was just the time efficiencies. Mm-hmm. There's scheduling automation with this particular platform. It's been amazing to be able to schedule people. I think we schedule people from the time you request an interview to be scheduled to the time it's actually scheduled is like within an hour. Whereas mm-hmm. before, it's a little bit of email back and forth and it can take a lot of time. We have text capabilities now. We can just text them right from the platform, which these days is probably the best way to get somebody to respond. And our hiring managers use it as well. So they're finding some efficiencies with regard to being able to schedule candidates quickly for interviews and things like that. So I think that was one of the first things that they noticed right off the bat. Secondly, just the ability to identify the most qualified people for the role. I think when you're a company like Farmers and we have such high brand recognition out there in the market, you get a lot of applicants. We don't have to do a lot of sourcing because we get a pretty significant volume of applicants. But then when you have one recruiter who has multiple requisitions and they're getting hundreds of applicants for each requisition, it becomes difficult to really get in there and find the most qualified people. So with the help of AI, I think they're starting to see the advantages of being able to just identify the skill sets that we need, even to the location. Like some of our jobs are based in hubs. Some of our jobs are based remotely. Some have to be in certain states, depending on the position. So just things like that, it's become really easy to quickly identify the types of candidates that we're looking for. So they've noticed that. And then there's a lot of other little small things that I enjoy. We have a team chat on Teams where the whole TA team is on there. And it's just fun to see them like, hey, did you guys ever notice that you can do this? And I just discovered this today. And here's how it works with my business. And they're very excited about some of the functionality that they're discovering every day. All of which is helping them become more efficient and help the business find the talent that we're looking for.
Yeah, that's great. That's really exciting to hear. And yeah, I'm really excited about the opportunities with AI and technology. Obviously, we spend the bulk of our time with SageMark in that space. Mm-hmm. But it's always great to hear success stories where organizations get it right and they're starting to see the value. The two specific use cases that you talked about around scheduling and prioritizing candidates are really great, high value use cases that we see many times with our clients in the space. And so those are really good spots to start where you can build that excitement with your team, get them a little less fearful, and start focusing on how it can help them add that increased value. So that's great. That's really exciting. Let's talk a little bit about what's next. So as you look into the end of this year, into next year, what are some other kind of key initiatives that you're focusing on?
I think, again, to go back to my kind of North Star, when I look at creating the strategy and the goals for every year, I try to start with what's our North Star? What are we trying to achieve? And it's always about adding value, and it's always about being an advisor to the business, right? Because ultimately we are a support function and that's what we do. So we want to do it to the best of our ability. To that end, I would say really increasing our data literacy, how we utilize data, how we gather data, and then more importantly, how we're communicating that to the business, correlating what we're seeing in the market, what we're seeing in this particular line of business and their hiring patterns, and really just digging a little bit deeper into that to help them understand more about how we can help them and what their business looks like from a people's perspective, and really just working as a partner with them. So that's one of the initiatives. And then, of course, continued adoption and utilization of our AI platform and discovering more efficiencies. And I think we've just scratched the surface on what the capabilities are of the system. There's like email campaigns, and there's a lot of different things that we can use it for. I think we're taking a little bit of baby steps to get started, but that's probably one of the other initiatives. So I'd say data literacy and further efficiencies and adoption of our systems. Great. Probably two of the bigger ones I'm looking forward to for next year.
Thank you for sharing those. Those are both good, and we'll continue to enhance that value for the TAs delivering to the organization.
Yeah. And the other thing before I would say is candidate experience. We're very cognizant of wanting candidates to understand our employee value proposition, who we are as an employer, what it's like to work here. I also, part of my job, sort of my title, but part of my job is running the talent brand. So I do have somebody on my team who manages all of our social media from a talent perspective. And that's always a huge part of our strategy is communicating. Because farmers, you know what we are as an insurance company, Professor Burke and all of our fun commercials and all that stuff. But I think our job from the talent brand perspective is to also show what it's like to be an employee of Farmers, right? We have our tagline, "We are Farmers," that's out there in the market. We use on all of our social media, "This is Farmers." So this is, if you ever go onto Instagram or TikTok or any of our social media, that's what our tag is. It's called, we're called "This is Farmers." Because we do, we try to show the diversity of this company and our initiatives and our employee resource groups and talk about our benefits. And we do a lot of day in the life videos, showing what somebody does in claims or what somebody does in customer service, or things that can really show people what it's like to work here. So I think communicating the talent brand is always an important initiative for us, and to keep that going and building on that always.
Yeah, and it's incredibly valuable for the candidates to be able to get that level of insight and information and understanding as they're going to make a major life decision, like a new job with a new employer and things like that. So that's very valuable to do that, to improve that experience, as well as improving the experience with all the other things that you talked about around your tech stack of eliminating a lot of the annoying delays in a normal TA process and things, make it a much more beneficial process for the candidates, recruiters, all the stakeholders.
I remember when we first implemented the AI platform, I had about 4 or 5 recruiters. I wanted them to start using it first, just break it, get in there, do whatever, try to break it. And I tasked them with looking at it. Like I said, pretend like you've never worked here before and you're coming into a new company and you have to set up a recruiting function. Because I really wanted them to look at it differently and I hate to always use the term outside of the box, but I think you have to think outside of the box when you're using a new system like this, because it is very different than what they're used to. That's been really interesting to see how they've actually come up with better ways of doing what we've always done here. And that's, I think, again, scratching the surface on that, I think we're going to be able to really change the way we work for the better. So as we continue to use that platform.
That's great. That's really exciting. Let's talk a little bit about measuring performance. So I'm always like asking this question at Farmers, either from your organization's perspective and how they view the performance of talent acquisition, or both, or internally, how you mm-hmm. measure performance within talent mm-hmm. acquisition, or both. Just share any insights that you would on kind of how you and your organization think about and measure the performance of talent acquisition.
Sure. It's a two-pronged approach. So we do have surveys, like I think most companies, we do the NPS surveys where you want to understand from the hiring manager's perspective and the business, how are we performing for you? Are we providing quality candidates? Are we helping you in the best way that we can? Do we understand your business? Are we finding the right candidates? So we do measure that through a survey. And then we also have your standard metrics that we try to use that a lot of companies probably use for recruiting, time to fill, quality of hire. And when you try to define quality of hire, it's definitely a challenge for because there's so many different ways that you can measure the quality of hire. But I think we use some of the standard metrics, interview to hire ratios and present to interview ratios and things like that. But I think what I rely on the most is the feedback from the business and from the internal stakeholders. And in addition to just the standard metrics, but I put probably more weight on the interaction with the business, the feedback that we get or don't get, which is actually probably good. If I don't get complaints, that's a good thing. But yeah, so there's basically, it's a little bit of both, I would say.
Sure. Great. Thank you. Thank you for mm-hmm. sharing that. Last question I would have for you is, what's some advice that you would give to the audience? It could be some valuable advice that you received at some point in your career. It could be things that you share with your team. Could be mm-hmm. anything else that would add value to the audience, a piece of advice.
I would say for two things. As a leader, if you're a people leader, my philosophy, and I always tell this to people who start working with me directly, that I'm the type of leader where I have a high need to know what's going on, but a very low need to control what's going on. And I think that's basically giving people the opportunity to do their jobs with direction, right? I want to know what's happening and come to me, of course, with anything, but I do like to let them do their jobs. So I think as a leader, I would always encourage other leaders to just hire the right people, let them do their job, let them make a mistake, let them learn from their mistakes, but let them make mistakes and be supportive. And I think just in talent acquisition in general, I think, and this is obviously a theme of mine, is just always showing your value. I tell my team, you're the subject matter experts, and they really are. And I think they probably sometimes don't realize how much they know. But a lot of times they want our feedback. They want to know what our suggestions are, what our recommendations are. And I tell them to embrace that. I think if you're in talent acquisition, and especially if you work in-house for a large corporation, embrace that role and really understand the value that you add. You know, learn about the business, develop your business acumen, you know, create relationships with internal stakeholders, not just the people that you have to interact with when you're doing your job, but always be talking to other people around the business, your HR partners. That's huge, because I think sometimes you get aligned with certain people that you work with over and over, but it's always a good idea to expand your network internally, especially for career development. You know, that's a whole other subject I get very passionate about. I'm one of those leaders where I've had more people leave my team to move on to other areas of the business, because I'm very supportive of career development. And I think that you own your own career development. I think that's advice I would always give people, is don't assume someone else is going to help you develop your career. You need to take ownership of that and take the steps necessary to get to where you want to be. So a lot of information for one question.
That's all right. No, you hit on a lot of really valuable topics there. I think it's great advice. And taking ownership on your career and always having that mindset around how do you maximize the value that you're giving to the business and looking for new and creative ways to add more value mm-hmm. always is a very positive thing from a career progression perspective. More value usually equals great career progression.
Absolutely.
Great. And thank you so much for joining me today. I think you did a great job and really appreciate you sharing with the audience and really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation. It was fun.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.